Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Insider's Guide to Business Credit Using an EIN Only is a short, practical business finance guide focused on building a company credit profile without depending on personal credit or a personal guarantee. Written by Alyssa Garner, the book is positioned for entrepreneurs, startups, and small business owners who want to separate business borrowing from personal liability. Its core purpose is to explain how to set up a business so it can qualify for trade lines, business credit cards, and loans using an employer identification number rather than a social security number. The book emphasizes fast implementation, including early approvals, vendor accounts, and bureau reporting, which makes it especially relevant to readers looking for an actionable entry point into business credit. Because it is published in a concise format, the value lies less in theory and more in a step-by-step framework for fundability, credit building, and responsible account management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building business credit around an EIN instead of personal identity. The central idea in the book is that a business can begin establishing credit as its own financial entity using an EIN. That distinction matters because many new owners assume personal credit is unavoidable. Yet the book presents a path towards separating the business file from the owner's consumer profile. This approach is designed to reduce personal exposure while making the company more legible to lenders and vendors. The reasoning behind it is straightforward when the business is structured and documented correctly. Credit decisions can be based more heavily on business identity, payment behavior, and account history. The book frames this as a foundation rather than a shortcut, meaning the EIN is only one part of a broader setup that includes registration, banking separation, and bureau recognition. Readers who understand this section should come away with a clearer view of how business credit is supposed to function as a distinct system rather than an extension of consumer borrowing. Secondly, fundability setup and the paperwork lenders used to judge readiness. A major part of the book is devoted to preparing a business to look credible to lenders and credit vendors. This includes choosing an appropriate business structure, obtaining an EIN, and setting up the company in ways that improve approval odds. The logic here is that credit access is not only about having a business entity, but about presenting one that appears operationally real and financially organized. The book treats fundability as a practical checklist, consistent business information, a separate bank account, proper registration, and other signals that help creditors verify legitimacy. That emphasis reflects a common reality in small business underwriting, where many applications fail because the business record is incomplete or inconsistent, rather than because the owner lacks ambition. By focusing on readiness first, the book encourages readers to think in terms of documentation and structure, not just financing products. This makes the guidance useful even before any application is submitted. Thirdly, using Net30 trade lines to create early payment history. One of the book's most concrete strategies is the use of Net30 vendor accounts as initial trade lines. These accounts allow a business to buy goods or services and pay later, creating a record of on-time payments that can be reported to business credit bureaus. The reason this matters is that new businesses often cannot qualify immediately for traditional credit cards or loans, but they can often begin with vendor accounts that are easier to open. The book presents trade lines as a bridge from no file or thin file status toward a stronger credit profile. It also highlights the importance of choosing vendors that actually report, since an account that does not appear in bureau files has limited value for credit building. This topic is important because it shows the mechanics of business credit development start with accessible accounts, manage them well, and allow the payment history to become the evidence of creditworthiness. In that sense, trade lines are not just products, but data points. Fourthly, business credit cards and loans without a personal guarantee. The book's most appealing promise is access to credit products without personal guarantees, and it discusses both business credit cards and loans in that context. The important distinction is that many small business products still rely on the owner's personal promise, so the book focuses on alternatives that can be tied more closely to the business itself. This is significant because a no personal guarantee structure can limit personal liability if the company encounters financial problems. The book also suggests that some cards and funding products may provide rewards, perks, or working capital while avoiding a direct impact on personal credit. At a practical level, the reader is encouraged to understand that these products are usually easier to obtain after the business has already established some credibility through trade lines and bureau presence. The topic therefore connects product access to prior preparation rather than treating credit cards and loans as standalone shortcuts. That makes the sequence of the book logically coherent. Lastly, rapid implementation, bureau monitoring, and realistic credit management. A defining feature of the book is its focus on speed, with claims that some approvals can happen quickly once the setup is complete. Whether a business can move that fast depends on many factors, but the broader point is that the system is built for action, not long theoretical study. The book encourages readers to monitor business credit reports, track bureau activity, and continue adding trade lines in a controlled way. That matters because business credit is not static. It develops through repeated reporting, on-time payments, and careful account management. The practical lesson is that building credit is only partly about opening accounts. It is also about maintaining a clean file, avoiding missed payments, and watching how the company is being represented across bureaus. This makes the book useful for readers who want an operational roadmap rather than a general overview. Its emphasis on speed should be read as a process orientation: prepare, open, report, monitor, and expand. In conclusion, this book is best suited for entrepreneurs, startup founders, and small business owners who want a direct introduction to business credit without relying on consumer credit as the main foundation. It will be especially useful for readers who are trying to understand how an EIN, trade lines, business credit bureaus, and no personal guarantee financing fit together in one system. The main practical benefit is that it offers a compact roadmap for setting up a business credit profile and pursuing early approvals through vendor accounts and selected credit. Products. Intellectually, it helps readers see that business credit is not just about borrowing money. It is about building a documented profile that lenders and bureaus can evaluate. What sets it apart from many similar books is its narrow focus on EIN-based credit building and its emphasis on fast tactical execution. Rather than covering business finance broadly, it concentrates on one pathway and explains how to move through it step by step. That makes it more specialized than general small business financing guides and more actionable for readers who already know they want to build credit in the business name. For the right audience, it functions as a concise operational manual rather than a theory-heavy finance book. If you would like to support Alyssa Garner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.